Amen. So are we on there, guys? I think we are now. There we are. Praise God. God is good and faithful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand this morning and turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. And I want to look at verse 27. Hebrews 12, verse 27. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removed of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. That's all I want. Therefore, let's go ahead. Yet, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God and accept it with the reverence and godly fear. Hallelujah. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. Come on. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never the same in Jesus' name. Amen. And Joyce wanted me to add this morning, I think it's good, this place is filled with people to the overflow, to two and three services on Sunday, with people standing outside trying to get in to hear the grace message. Woo! Because they need to hear it. I love that. Turn to somebody and say, I agree with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Wow. Amen. What a powerful scripture here in this teaching this morning. And it talks about shakening. I remember an old song years ago said, a whole lot of shaking going on. Anybody else remember that? Just a few of you, but some of us are a little too young, I understand. But, yeah, I think that was Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, the killer, you know. Whole lot of shaking going on, you know. So there is a lot of shaking going on in this world, in this present time. You know, the Bible talks about men's hearts failing them because of the fear that's coming upon this world. And I see Christians today that are just overcome with fear. They're overcome with anxiety and the burdens of this life and everything that's going on. And it seems like there's just shaking everywhere. And, you know, God doesn't want us to be filled with fear. God desires us to be filled with faith, to be walking in His love for us, His unconditional love. When you know grace, there is no place for fear. When you know grace, there is no place for fear. Fear is torment. Amen. And God cast that out of us. When grace came in, fear left us. You know, fear says that we're really not trusting Him. But God says, I want you to trust me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'm going to direct your path. But I see so many people today, you know, that fear can bring stress in your life and all type of havoc upon your body, upon your soul. And God does not want you walking in fear. Because when we're walking in fear, we're really not surely and secure in Him. God wants you to be so secure in your relationship. You know, as a kid, I think I told you maybe a week or so ago, my family had moved all over the place. I mean, sometimes I didn't know where I was going to wake up the next day and be found. We just, you know, we moved, and that was part of my parents and looking for employment at that time and just trying to eke out a living. It was very difficult during that time, and my father didn't have hardly an education, and my mom didn't either, and so it was a very difficult time during that life. And I remember so many mornings just kind of waking up with fear, wondering where I am or where I'm going to be. You know, there was no security there in my household. Well, we serve a secure God today. And God doesn't want you to be filled with anxiety or filled with fear, but God wants you to be filled with His faith and love for you. He wants you to be so encouraged this morning. He wants you to know that He is, He is so extremely in love with you. You are the apple of His eye. Amen. You are His main attraction this morning. Hallelujah. He thinks so highly of you today because of Jesus. Amen. Not that your heart is full of fear today, but your heart is full of love and joy and peace. Man, that's the God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve this morning. I want you to turn over to Matthew. We're going to go back to Hebrews here in a minute, but I want you to turn over to Matthew, if you will. Look at Matthew, and let's go to Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Some of you know these scriptures, but I just wanted to bring this up this morning. I thought this was interesting how Jesus described this. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and applies them, right? I will liken him unto a wise man. You know, you can be so, I was listening to one of the Charis teachers yesterday and talking about, you know, you can read the word, but never apply it to your life. Never let it change your mind. You see, reading the word is good, but when we read the word, we've got to apply it in our life. We've got to take it and allow our thinking to begin to line up with the word. That's called renewing your mind. If you just read the word, which is good, and eventually it will probably have some impact on you, amen? But what we need to do is just simply allow that word to begin to transform our thinking, amen? And when we transform our thinking, amen, we transform what we believe. And when our believing lines up, our living lines up. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. I know people that read the word, but there's no life in them because they've not allowed that word to have impact upon their mind, to repent and change their thinking. So listen, when you get to that word, allow that word to get into your heart and get into your mind and begin to line that mind up with what the word says, and your believing will line up. Oh my gosh, you're talking about experiencing life. Turn to somebody and say, he's preaching to you right now. No, let's look at this. So what did he say? I will liken him unto what? What did Jesus say? He'd liken him unto what? A wise man who built his house on the rock. Look at this. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and there was a lot of shaking going on. I just put that in there. And that house, and it did not what? It did not fall. How many remember this going to Sunday school as a kid and hearing this? I remember that. Everybody, I think, has heard this scripture. And it did not fall, for it was founded on not a rock, but the rock. There's a lot of rocks out there, but there's only one rock, the solid rock. Amen. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Wow. He says, those who hear my word but don't allow that to impact their mind, to change their life, he said, they're a foolish person. They're building their house, they're building their life, they're building their family, not on a rock, but on sand. Look at what he says about this. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it, what? It fell, and great was its fall. Listen, any contractor that knows anything, the first thing that you need to have in order to build something is what? A good foundation. You know, that's what I appreciate about Charis is people are coming and getting a good foundation. You know, and maybe you don't agree with every teacher there, but like somebody said the other day, you know, eat the meat and spit out the bones, right? Because we're not always going to agree, but you know, you got to be careful and cautious what you listen to, what you put into your heart. I remember when I was first saved, somebody gave me the greatest advice I think I ever received. I said, man, I want to learn about God. I want to know about God. He said, here's what I want you to do. I said, what is that? He said, get your Bible. He says, have you got a King James? I had a King James, had a big Thompson chain right there. He said, do you have a red letter edition? I said, I do. I was so excited. I've got a red letter edition. Man, if you had a Thompson chain and a KJV with a red letter edition, you were all that in a bag of chips, baby. You were the man at that time. Plus, I had my name engraved in it in gold. Oh, man. Amen. He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out your Bible. And what I want you to do is read the red and pray for the power. And that was some of the greatest advice. You know, I was reading and just absorbing the teachings of Jesus. Amen. You know what? We need to have more of an enlightenment and an understanding of all that God said about grace, So many times we can open ourselves up to so many teachers, you know, this one and that. Man, I don't do that. I want to know somebody's background before I grab something and grab a tape and start listening to. I want to know where they're coming from. What foundation do they have? I don't want anything to rock my foundation. I have a sure foundation in Jesus. And, you know, before you just grab something and listen to it, you need to understand, where are they coming from? There's some great teachers out there, but not everybody's teaching grace. Not everybody's teaching unconditional love. A lot of people are teaching grace, and they've got way over here on it. It's silent in this Presbyterian church. Amen. What are you saying, Pat? Be quiet, because you see, I have a responsibility as a pastor to watch out for your soul, your mind, will, and emotion. And I want you to be on the right track. And I want you to have a solid foundation. I want, when the devil comes up in your face, you can just blow him away. Punk, make my day. Right? That's the way you should be. I want you to be so filled with God's unconditional love, so filled with his grace, so filled with his word, rightly divided. I mean, you don't take, you know, a text out of context, because if you do, the only thing you got is a con. Right? So you get in that word and you apply that word and you see what that word's saying, and you do a word study on that word and you look it up and you go and get you some, you know, good Strongs and some good concordances, and you just study that word and allow that word to be your main thing. Oh, turn to somebody and say, that's good teaching. It is solid teaching, man. Amen. Why? Because your family needs to be raised in the atmosphere of grace and not under law. Your family needs to be raised in your, you know, it's amazing how we put fear in our kids at times. Growing up, we don't even realize that we put fear in them. Hey, don't you go down to that deep end of that pool. You go down to the deep end of the pool, don't you try me, you're really going to get it. Don't you stick your foot in there. Splash. Isn't it amazing how we raise our kids at times? Has any parent ever been guilty of that? Oh, just me. Me and Faith, that's it. So, you know, I mean, wow. I remember we'd go to the pool, we'd watch the girls, and I would say, hey, don't go down there, you know. Be careful, you know. We're so fearful sometimes. You know what? It's going to be all right. Your kid's going to be okay. They're raised in God's grace. God can take care of them. Hello? So let's not do that. Let's raise them in grace. Let's raise them not in a fear-based place, not where the law is given and preached and so hard. He doesn't want you living between fear and anxiety. The Bible says we can cast our cares on him. And you know why? He gives us the answer. Because he cares for us. Amen. So, you know, any contractor knows, you build your house on a firm, solid foundation. When we lived in Maine, you know, when they would begin to dig a foundation, they'd have to go down 2.5 feet even to start to dig, because the frost level was that deep in Maine. And if you didn't go down deep enough, it would heave and crack your foundation. Wow. So they had to go down really deep. Guys, that's where God wants us at. He wants us deep in Jesus, deep in the work of the cross, deep in the finished work of his grace, deep in the wonderful love that he has for us. God didn't want us just drifting around in some shallow sandbox. Amen? Sand is shifty. Rock is solid. I grew up in Michigan. Right on the shores of St. Joe. If you've never been up to St. Joe, go up there. It's a beautiful little town, one of the prettiest towns in Michigan. It's got a pier, it's got a bluff, it's got a great beach. You think you're at the ocean. It is beautiful. It has sand. Sand gets into precarious places. You ever notice that when you go to the beach? How did that sand get there? And it irritates you at times. Sand, you know, the dunes, they have dunes, Warren Dunes State Park's up there, and it's ever shifting with the wind. You know, the Bible says, don't be carried about with every wind and doctrine, whereby men lie to deceive. Don't be carried about. Be solid. Be solid in what you know. Be discerning and willing to say, hey, does this line up? Even what I preach, does that line up with the word? You know what? I miss it. I'm human. I might miss it. I may have had pizza last night and not slept well. And, you know, I may get up and just really blow it today. And, you know, I don't try to. I really try to hear from the Lord and give you a solid message because I want you to have solid food that you can grow thereby. God wants you to grow thereby in the word, in the knowledge of him, in the knowledge of his grace, in the knowledge of his love for you. Hallelujah. Wow. God wants your lives on a stable, secure platform. That security is Jesus. Hallelujah. He doesn't rock and reel. He's not up and down. He's not in and out. Jesus Christ, the same Hebrews says, today, yesterday, and forever. Don't you like people that are the same? I appreciate people. I dated a girl one time. She was so fickle. You know, I mean, do you love me, yes or no? One day was yes, next day no. You know, it wasn't Holly. It was way before Holly. Pre-Holly, amen. So, but I like people that are the same. When you go to them, we're going to be going and seeing some friends. And we've been friends for them for, wow, 30 years, I think. And you know what? They are the same as they were when we left them. And we can start up the same conversation, have the same great time we always had. It's just like, wow, they never change. They're always the same. They're just great people, good people. I like that. And I'm glad that God doesn't change. And his love for me doesn't change. His affection for me doesn't change. Nothing changes. He loves me just the way I am. Even when I'm stupid, he loves me. Turn to somebody and say, he loves you too, even when you're stupid. Just don't be stupid. Amen. He'll love you stupid, but don't be stupid. Hallelujah. So God is doing a shaking. There's a shaking going on. I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk about that in just a second. But I want you to look over at Matthew 16, 13 through 18 this morning. Matthew 16, 13 through 18. Don't get off your track. Turn to somebody and say, don't get off your track. You're headed for a train wreck. Stay solid. Stay focused on Christ. Stay focused on his grace. Stay focused on his love for you. Don't move off that track. Don't let somebody come and just tell you something that sounds good. Check it with the word. Check it with the word. Amen. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, now his disciples have been with him for a while, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, Jesus, some say you're John the Baptist. Duh, wrong. Some say Elijah. Duh, wrong. And others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, maybe. You know, what was it, Philip, one time he said, Lord, show us the Father. He said, how long have you been with me, boy? What's up? You don't know who I am? If you've seen me, you've seen, how long? See, here's what I, as a pastor, what I'm interested in. I'm interested in growing people in God's grace and his love and the word of God. I want to see people, when they go out of this place, they are not, the church isn't here. We are a collective body, but the church is out there. Amen. When we go out there, we're impacting lives because we know the word of God. We know how to stand up to the enemy. We know how to speak to sickness. We know how to heal the sick, not just pray for them like most of the body of Christ does. I'm going to pray for the sick. No, God said heal the sick. Everybody wants to pray. I mean, prayer is good, but God said, no, heal the sick. Heal them. People spend hours and hours in prayer just trying to move God, and God said, hey, I moved. You're way behind here. You know, I've given you power, now go out and demonstrate the power that I've given you. Most people want to come in church and see the power. No, the church is a place to learn and to grow and to understand all the riches that God has for us. That's what the body of Christ is. That's why we meet as a fellowship on Sunday morning, is that we grow and we understand, we fellowship, we love one another, we encourage one another. If one member's suffering, we all suffer together. We pray for them, we encourage them. But it's a place where you learn. It should be a Bible college every Sunday at church. You're growing in the word. You're growing in your experience and grace. You're growing in these areas. You know, all of a sudden you see that word and the light comes on. You go, whoa! It encourages you to go out and win this week instead of go out and be defeated this week. You're a winner. There's life in you. There's hope in you. There's joy in you. There's peace in you. Amen. You are a winner. You're a winner. Praise God. You need to start seeing yourself. I am a winner. Amen. I am not defeated. No, I've got victory and power. I've got the Holy Ghost living within this temple. Praise God. I'm alive. He's alive. Glory to God. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the strong one. Dun, da, da, dun, da, da, dun, da, da, dun, 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 dun. Still, we just, oh, Jesus, I can just barely make it. Lord, if you just help me, help me. He's already helped you. That's what most people don't realize. Draw on his strength. It's an unending supply. Turn to somebody and say, that is good for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. So what did he say? He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Who do you say? Who do you say he is this morning? Do you have that revelation? Listen to what he says. Who do you say? Simon Peter of all people. Can you imagine this guy? The one that, you know, puts his foot in his mouth all the time and, you know, just stumbles all the time, gets mad, cuts off people's ear, and God has to put it back on. I mean, you know, think this guy, if God can use Simon Peter, he can use anybody. There is hope. Turn to somebody and say, there's hope for you. Amen. There's hope for you. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, Christo. Hallelujah, the Messiah, Yeshama, Mashiach, the Lion and the Lamb. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed, turn to somebody and say, blessed if you know this. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. He said, look, boy. You're not smart enough to get this. he said, no, you're not smart enough. Amen. He said, my Father revealed it to you. You're blessed because God revealed it. God's revealed Jesus to us. We're blessed. Amen. And look what I said. Jesus said, blessed are they. Next verse. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church. Us, the ecclesia. Ecclesia is the word, Greek word for church. Ecclesia means the ones that are called out. We're called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. We are the ecclesia of God, the called out ones, called to do his will, his purpose on this earth. Amen. Called to make disciples of men, called to preach the gospel, called to heal the sick, called to raise the dead. Praise God. Called to cast out demons. We are called today. Amen. You are called. Hallelujah. When you go out into this world, man, be salt and light. Make a difference. Man, I'll build my church in the gates of Hades. Hell itself shall not prevail against it. Woo! Turn to somebody and say, nobody's going to stop me. No one can stop you. Why? Because you are filled with God's power, God's grace, God's love. Amen. Now notice, you know, there's a whole denomination that took this scripture out of context and built the church on Peter. Well, that'd be a faulty building. That'd be a faulty thing to build it up on a human. That was not what he's saying there. He said, I'm not going to build it. In fact, Peter's name here is Petros, which means a small little stone or pebble. That would be horrible. Not a great foundation. Nothing at all. No, what are you saying? Peter, I'm building my church upon the revelation that you had of who I am. I am the Christ, the Savior, the risen one. That's who I am. And that's what he was saying. I'm building my church. And that's why we need to have more of a revelation of Jesus. More of his love for me to see. Amen. More of his grace. Just pour it on me, Lord. Amen. That's the revelation. That's where our strength comes from. That's where the enemy cannot prevail against us. When you have a revelation of the finished work of Christ, the enemy cannot prevail against you. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, now there is no condemnation. He didn't say when we all get to heaven. He said now, right now. And when you have that revelation of Christ and the righteousness of Christ that is in you, you are a winner. Man, it's Super Bowl Sunday, isn't it? I'm talking a lot about winning. All right, should we get to Hebrews now? Can you all give me a little more time this morning? I'm on a roll. Man, there's some anointing in this place today. I'm just wound up, man. I want to get to this because I want to show you something here. Look at Hebrews 12, 18. Let's go back and talk about this. Hebrews 12, going back to Hebrews 12, 12, 18. Back up a little bit there. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire and to be blackness and darkness and tempest. Says you have not come to that mountain. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. Whoa, where was this at? That was Mount Sinai. It was the giving of the law. The people were shaking. There was a whole lot of shaking going on at Mount Sinai. He said, even if a beast, a dog or a cat or a cow touched that mountain, it died instantly. Had to be stoned. Wow, what a horrible place. They were fearful. God was speaking and they were shaking in their boots, man. They were doing the twist even before it was invented. The awesome sight and the voice of God and the law of God and the commands that were coming out. Why were they all fearful? Because they were all under condemnation. The law puts you under condemnation every time. Grace frees you from condemnation every time. Oh, that's good teaching, Pastor. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I'm exceedingly afraid, and maybe I got the shakes too. He's trembling too. Here's Moses, trembling, shaking at the Mount of Sinai. Wow. But you have come. I love the buts in the Bible. Turn to somebody and say, watch out for them buts. Aren't you glad for the buts in the Bible? Amen. Them buts are good. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the what? To the city of the living God. Wow. Where is Mount Zion? Mount Sinai represented the law. Mount Zion represented the church. Do you know where the Spirit was poured out? It was in the upper room. Do you know where the upper room's located? Mount Zion, the birth of the church. Hallelujah. Do you know that when the law was given, 3,000 were killed? You know when the Spirit was poured out, 3,000 were saved? Total opposite. Death, life. Death, life. Death, life. Churches today all over preaching the law, just killing their people. Killing me softly with your sermon, killing me softly with his words. Wow, I don't want to do that, man. Whoa, to me, I want to give you a lie. I want to pour in a lie. I want you to go out of this place saying, man, devil, just bring it on. Bring it on, boy. I got you this week. Amen. I'm overcoming today. I'm overcoming tomorrow. I'm overcoming the next day. Hey, I don't have any Blue Mondays anymore. Amen. Everything is good because of Jesus the Lord. I feel so good all over, better than any place else. Oh, man. Y'all, come on, somebody. Amen. Wow. Mount Sinai, where the law was given, there was no rest. There was no security. There was no peace. There was a never-stopping working attitude when you're working out with the law. At Mount Sinai, there was death. Mount Zion, there is life. Even Moses was shaken. Even he was shaken up. It's going down, verse 22. But you have come. Turn to somebody and say, but you have come. Hallelujah. It's the birth of the church. You have come. Amen. And the city of the living God, the heavenly, to an innumerable company of angels. Woo! We got angels working on our behalf today. Amen. Angels all over this place. Angels, an innumerable company of angels ministering on our behalf today, causing favor to happen on our behalf today. Man, we got angels, man. Man, one was in Revelation, had one foot on the water and one foot on the land, standing up there, buddy. Big dudes. Love it. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Drop on down. To the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, who are registered in, you've got a registration in heaven. You're registered. You already got a place there for you, baby. Amen. Pre-qualified. Hallelujah. To God, the judge of all, to the spirits of what? Your spirit's been made perfect because of Jesus, not because of the law. Your security is in that place where you are perfected at, in your spirit. There is your security because Christ has perfected you in your spirit forever. Hallelujah. You are redeemed forever. Wow. Y'all get this yet? That's why the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. I feel like fighting today, man. I got it going on, man. I just feel that spirit of victory in the air. Somebody really needs to hear this today. You are not a defeatist today. You are no longer a victim or have to pull a victim card. You are victorious in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's live it. Let's walk it. Let's think it. Let's believe it. Let's receive it. Amen, amen, and amen. Turn to somebody and say amen 3 times. Amen. Come on. Stay with me here. Perfect. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood sprinkling that speaks better than that things of Abel. Remember Cain and Abel? Cain brought the sacrifice, some fruit. Abel brought what? What did Abel bring? A blood sacrifice. Speaking of Jesus and the sacrifice. That's why he's still speaking in faith today. Amen. It speaks of better things. The blood of Jesus, because that blood can only take away sins for a day, atonement. His blood, Jesus, took away sins forever. Amen. See that you not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape from the refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Go on down. Praise the Lord. Verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. God's shaking not only the earth. Anything that's not built on him is being shaken. Grace is shaking people. It's awakening people. He is shaking the heaven, not the heaven that we see, but the second heaven, where the enemy lives, where he dwells. The Bible says he is the prince of the air. He's in the second heaven. God's in the third. He's always above. The enemy is being shaken and his devices are being exposed. That's why grace is breaking forth everywhere, because people have been under the law so long and the enemy has kept them under condemnation, under defeat. But God says, no, I'm bringing a fresh word, a word of grace to my people in this last season. Amen, that you wake up and that you're strong in the Lord, that you're no longer under fear or condemnation. Amen. That you're set free, praise God. Hallelujah. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm about to do a tag team here in a second. You better watch out there, man. I feel it, Robert. Wake up, brother. Come on, me and your tag team right here, man. We got it. Hallelujah. Once more I'll shake, but oh, man, Satan's devices are being exposed. Man, that's why you don't have to be afraid of him. Amen. Praise God. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of the things that are made, that are the things which cannot be shaken, may remain. Those things that are shaken, these man-made things, man-made institutions, finances can be shaken, financial institutions can be shaken, the world can be shaken, but not you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. Look what he says. Amen. Go on down. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot cannot, how come? Let us have grace. That's why. Hallelujah. Because of grace, we cannot be shaken. Man, God's undeserved, unmerited favor. We're not shaken any longer. Woo! Wow. Let us have grace. Turn to somebody and say, let us have grace. By which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear or awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Those things that can be seen can be shaken, but those things that aren't seen cannot be shaken. We have the favor of God. Amen. And we walk by faith, not by sight. Look at Psalm 125 and 1. We're going to close with this morning. Psalm 125 and 1. Anybody get anything out of this today? God is good. He's faithful. Amen. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be. Cannot be. Cannot be. Beloved, cannot be moved off your faith. Cannot be moved off of Jesus' love. Cannot be moved off his grace. Cannot be moved off his help and support and security. Cannot be moved. Praise God. We sing an old, old, old song. I shall not be moved. It's talking about that scripture. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Though all hell assails me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Woo! Don't you be moved. Don't you allow the enemy to move you off of what you believe, what you are understanding, what you see in the Word is God's grace and favor. Amen. Don't you allow him to come into your mind and play tiddlywinks with your brain. Because that's where he does. Oh, they don't love me. Somebody's mad at me. Turn to somebody and say, grow up. Grow up in Jesus. People, Christians are dying all over the world for their faith, and people are mad that somebody looked at them cross-eyed or the wrong way, and the enemy puts that in their mind, and then they receive it and start to believe it. Don't believe a lie from the enemy. Amen. Hey, if nobody loves you, Jesus loves you, you should be glad. Amen. Stand this morning. Give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, you knew better now. Give God some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be disappointed tonight if your team loses. Don't you allow that to affect you. You just go on. Oh, praise God. Colts weren't playing. Amen. That's the way I look at it. Thank you, Lord. Colts aren't playing. I don't even have to stress about it. Amen. I don't even have to pray about it. Amen. I just thank you, Lord. I can enjoy it. Whoever wins, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh, I got some fans out there. They're all mad at me now. Oh, Pastor, you know, Atlanta team's got to win. Atlanta team's got to win. So I got a lot of Atlanta team people. Then I've got a lot of Patriot people. So, hey, stuck in the middle with you, right? Stuck in the middle with you, yeah. Amen. Clowns to the left of me, Joker to the right. The Falcons, what is that, Patriots? God's good. Raise your hands today. Father, thank you for your love today and your unconditional love for us. Thank you that you care for us today. Thank you, Lord, that we're staying on the track. Hallelujah. We're on the track with Jesus. Lord, we will not be moved. Lord, we are persuaded by you, Jesus, of good things to come. Amen. Life, joy, peace, long life. Will you satisfy us? Show us your salvation. Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. God, you're good. We thank you for that today. Amen. Lord, we will not allow the enemy to torment our brain, our mind, our soul rim. No, amen. We have authority over him. We walk in your grace. We walk in your unconditional love, not only with you, God, but towards others today. Lord, we thank you for that today. Hallelujah. God, we don't judge people. No, Lord, you already judged, God. Lord, we just love people. We thank you for them. God, we just thank you for all the good that you have for us today. Lord, we call our people blessed. Call yourself blessed. Say, I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm filled with the Spirit, filled with His love, filled with His joy, filled with hope. My family is. I give God the glory in Jesus' name. Hey, most of you probably know, but Holly and I are going to be grandparents. Did anybody know that? Woo-hoo! No, it's not Kay. So, where you at, baby? It's Elise. So, yay! So, awesome. Yeah, so that's awesome. Praise God. I'm so excited, man. Have a little, you know. It's awesome. Praise God. No pressure, Kay and Andrew, but hallelujah. You know, your baby sister's getting ahead of you there. So, but God's good. I'm so thankful for that. And we're blessed, man. We're blessed because we love you today. You're a blessing to us. Thank you for praying for your pastor. Thank you for praying for me. Amen. I appreciate it. Thank you. Many of you have hung in here a long time and you pray for us. And I thank you for that. Some of you are new, and I'm so glad you're here today. I love you, and I'm so thankful you're here. Tell somebody else about Discovery Church. Tell them to come to a place where it's non-judgmental, where they can feel love, they can feel God's grace, and they'll be loved by people. Amen. Tell them to come. And but we love you today. You're precious to us. We pray for you. Amen. We believe in you. We believe God has good for you, that He's connected you here for a purpose. He wants you to have a ministry out of this place, that you can do good, that you can reach people out of here. Amen. With the message of grace. Amen. Turn to five people this morning and say, wow, God's good. Amen.